Chapter 30. As the earliest suspicion of dawn appeared on Sunday morning, Huck came groping up the hill and rapped gently at the old Welshman's door. The inmates were asleep, but it was a sleep that was set on a hair trigger on account of the exciting episode of the night. A call came from a window.
Who's there?
Huck's scared voice answered in a low tone.
Do please let me in. It's only Huck Finn.
It's a name that can open this door night or day, lad, and welcome.
These were strange words to the vagabond boy's ears, and the pleasantest he had ever heard. He could not recollect that the closing word had ever been applied in his case before. The door was quickly unlocked, and he entered. Huck was given a seat, and the old man and his brace of tall sons speedily dressed themselves.
Now, my boy, I hope you're good and hungry, because breakfast will be ready as soon as the sun's up, and we'll have a piping hot one, too. Make yourself easy about that. I and the boys hoped you'd turn up and stop here last night.
I was awful scared, and I run. I took out when the pistols went off, and I didn't stop for 3 mile. I've come now because I wanted to know about it, you know. And I come before daylight because I didn't want to run across them devils, even if they was dead.
Well, poor chap, you do look as if you've had a hard night of it. But there's a bed here for you when you've had your breakfast. No, they ain't dead, lad. We're sorry enough for that. You see, we knew right where to put our hands on them by your description, so we crept along tiptoe till we got within 15 feet of them, dark as a cellar that sumac path was, and just then I found I was going to sneeze. It was the meanest kind of luck. I tried to keep it back, but no use. 'Twas bound to come, and it did come. I was in the lead with my pistol raised, and when the sneeze started, those scoundrels a-rustling to get out of the path, I sang out, "Fire, boys!" and blazed away at the place where the rustling was. So did the boys. But they were off in a jiffy, those villains, and we after 'em, down through the woods. I judge we never touched them. They fired a shot apiece as they started, but their bullets whizzed by and didn't do us any harm. As soon as we lost the sound of their feet, we quit chasing and went down and stirred up the constables. They got a posse together and went off to guard the river bank. And as soon as it is light, the sheriff and a gang are going to beat up the woods. My boys will be with them presently. I wish we had some sort of a description of those rascals. 'Twould help a good deal, but you couldn't see what they were like in the dark, lad, I suppose.
Oh, yes, I saw them downtown and followed them.
Splendid. Describe them. Describe them, my boy.
One's the old deaf and dumb Spaniard that's been around here once or twice, and the t'other's a mean-looking ragged...
That's enough, lad. We know the men. Happened on them in the woods back of the widow's one day, and they slunk away. Off with you, boys, and tell the sheriff. Get your breakfast tomorrow morning.